Go ahead. Let's go first.
I've been thinking about a little bit about to happen and
playing a great opponent, and I'm just excited for, you know, a wonderful opportunity.
How do you have to control some of those emotions pre-game? I mean, it's obviously, this is a different game than you've ever played before, being your last one. How do you have to keep the game number one thing?
I don't think it'll be a big issue for me. Once the ball snapped, it's all football from there. I'll just be trying everything I can to help us win the game at that point.
James, can you talk about the feeling you have this year as opposed to last year when the season was, as you guys said, a disaster, and obviously you've punched your bowl ticket? Can you just talk about how it feels?
We feel better now than we did last year, but we got two games left, two big games. This week we're really just focused on Michigan because, you know, we know if we don't win this week, you know, then it makes the season less special in retrospect, and we're just trying to take it one week at a time and really get as much out of the season as we can.
When you say take it one week at a time, you can't help but think about that, the fact that you're going to a bowl at some point.
I'm not real worried about it, though. Just worried about what we can control right now, and that's playing our best against Michigan. And I think most of the guys on the team are focused on that, and we're just doing everything we can to improve and, you know, try to get a win this weekend.
A lot of the success you've had this season has kind of been it's ended up being on the road. You think you're kind of almost due to have put it all together at home?
I don't know that that's necessarily how it works. It's just going to come down to how we practice and how we prepare and then how we go out and we execute on Saturday. So just because we played well on the road and we played well at times at home doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to automatically play well this week. It's all about how we prepare, and that's what we're worried about right now.
In a lot of statistical categories, this defense ranks near the top of the Big Ten and top of the country as well. How much pride do you take in that and what this defense has been able to accomplish so far?
I'm more or less focused on our record and on what the tape shows. I don't put a ton of stock in statistics. Those can be skewed sometimes, either way, good or bad. I think we played well at times this year, and then there's some games or some plays we'd like to have back, and that's going to be the case with any season. But what's done is done. We're just moving forward and try to play as well as we can, you know, today and in the future.
How much do you think you and Kirksey and Hitchens all feed off of each other when you're out there?
You're probably quite a bit. It's not something you really talk about, right? You just try to answer the bell, match the intensity of your teammates, all those types of things.
How is your defense better adapted to keeping Gardner under control? He had his way with your team last year.
You know, I don't know. We'll find out. He's a mobile quarterback. He's a different kind of mobile than some of the other quarterbacks we play. You know, more of his success, I think, is when he does things on his own as opposed to design runs. A lot of what we've seen with Jordan Lynch, Braxton, King, Coulter, he's probably more organic in that sense. So that's a different challenge for us. But we're going to practice hard this week, trust the coaches to get us in the right position, and then just play hard on Saturday. But, again, you know, we know it'll be a challenge.
You guys are kind of listed as the favorite this week. Does that surprise you a little coming off of last year's game and how well they kind of controlled things?
I don't really think much of it. I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to who's favorite or who's not. You know, I can tell you most games we're probably not, and in the games we are, you know, it's certainly no relief to me.
When you look at a guy like Hitchens and the route he's taken to be such a good linebacker, blitzing running back, safety, how impressed are you by his progress at the linebacker position, especially how well he's played this year?
Yeah, with Anthony, I think it's just about coming to work every day and trying to get better, focused on what he's doing at that moment, and then just trying to do it to the best of his ability, whether it is as scout team running back or safety, you know, or linebacker. He just does what people ask him, and he does it to the best of his ability.
Preseason, I know you guys talked a lot about, especially as a linebacking core, being seniors, wanting to make this year special. I mean, you just mentioned it a little bit ago. Have you guys got together, you know, midseason at all and said, you know, we still have more to go, or at least we've made it this far? Or do you guys get a chance to kind of reflect at all?
No, it's not really an orchestrated thing. It's just something that we're here every day, we're working, and if you're not here with the intent that you want to get better, you want to get the most out of the season, then you're really wasting your time, because for as much time as we put in, that has to be the goal, and anybody that, you know, it isn't, they usually don't make it. So it's sort of mutually understood, and we want to do the best we can, and we're just trying to work hard and make it happen.
What's key when you guys are playing against a mobile quarterback? You've seen a couple. You said Gardner's a little different, but what's key in that type of quarterback?
Just maintaining integrity, I think, in the pass rush, understanding leverage, and then sustaining your coverage in the back end when the play starts to break down, because there's a potential he could throw it, after he's left the pocket. So all 11 guys need to be on their responsibilities.
Growing up, how much of an influence would you say your dad, Greg, had on you as far as your passion for the game of football and you wanting to become a football player?
I mean, it was probably more so his influence on me as a person and less about football. I think kids are going to gravitate towards what they're exposed to, but your interests are your interests, and it wasn't ever necessarily that my dad forced me to be to play football, or I love football because my dad worked around football. I think that, you know, I was exposed to it, enjoyed it. It was something I was passionate about, and he, along with my parent, with my mom, were just always really supportive of me.
Mm-hmm. And just at what point then, growing up, did it become a passion of yours, the game?
You know, I don't know. I always remember enjoying it. The first time I played organized football was in sixth grade. And, you know, if you've ever seen an elementary age kid play any sport, it looks like they're having a lot of fun. I probably wasn't an exception. But as I matured, I just tended to gravitate more and more towards football until, you know, really it became my area of expertise, if you will.
I talked to Greg the other day. He said he felt at ease when you first got in because of the fact that you had gone through a similar grind at some of the coaches there. Just how much do you feel that helped you as far as making that transition?
In terms of concepts and knowledge of the game, I thought that I was really well prepared. There's nothing my coaches in high school could do to prepare you for the speed or the physical nature of the Big Ten, simply because that's two-way high school football in Iowa. It's apples to oranges. So you're kind of on your own in that respect, but just can't say enough good things about, you know, the job that my parents, my family, my coaches did throughout the years, and just sort of preparing me to be in a situation to do my best.
How much of a benefit has it been for you as far as having your dad around? Because I know obviously when you're here, you're focusing on football-related things. He's focusing on his job. But just knowing that, you know, you can walk by him and just get a chance to develop that bond and strengthen that bond that you've always had.
It's just really nice. It's a luxury. Not many people have the opportunity to see their parents every day in college, whether they want to or they don't. It's something I've enjoyed, and I'll miss it when it's gone.
When I talked to him, he said that one of the biggest joys for him was just getting the opportunity to be around you more. What does that mean to you? Just hearing that and knowing that he's appreciated that time he's gotten to spend.
That's probably what I would have expected. He's not the type of guy where if you play a great game or you win an award, that doesn't make him any more proud. You know, I think that he's probably more worried about just the type of person I am and the way I treat people and how I handle myself, and then also the time we get to spend together. And, you know, I'd like to think I'm a little bit of the same way in that respect. I just enjoy the time that I have with him. I don't put a whole lot of stock in, you know, the awards or the ups and downs.
What sort of emotions do you feel he's going to have on Saturday when you get introduced and you come running towards him and your mom?
I think he'll be proud.